ARRL encourages amateur stations to prepare for what the National Hurricane Center, NHC, has predicted will be a busy hurricane season. In addition to preparing equipment to function during and after a storm's impact, local amateur radio emergency service Aries Nets are encouraged to participate in hurricane reporting and relief nets. Stations do not need to be in a coastal zone to participate. Propagation often shifts well inland, meaning ham radio operators throughout the continent can serve in times of need. Monitoring and relaying traffic is a way to help with the nets and get real-time information to the NHC, where it can be shared with the National Weather Service, FEMA, and other emergency response organizations to aid in a more rapid response and recovery, said ARL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. Amateur radio plays a crucial role in the warning and recovery process of hurricanes, from providing surface observations, which gives forecasters at the National Hurricane Center ground truth, to providing communications when infrastructure is damaged and ham radio is as vital as ever. Much of the focus to get the information to and from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. Hurricane specialists rely on having an amateur radio station at the center, WX4NHC. Julio Rapol, WD4R, is the amateur radio assistant coordinator for the station, and he pointed out, these service reports can be weather data or eyewitness reports, or heard on local VHF and UHF, and they are very valuable to the hurricane specialist at NHC, as they fill gaps of data where they may not have from other means, such as government, weather stations, satellites, and hurricane hunter aircraft. The NHC would like more hams to provide information if they are in the affected area. There are many ways to do that. The simplest is over high-frequency HF amateur radio bands. There you'll find a dedicated team running the Hurricane Weather Watch Net. The net uses 14.325 MHz and 7.268 MHz, depending on propagation, and is usually active any time a hurricane is within 300 statute miles of a populated landmass or at the request of NHC. Our Sierra Harrop, W5DX, has pulled together more ideas and information about amateur radio and hurricanes. You can read her complete story in this week's ARRL letter at ARRL.org. Professor Ted Rappaport, Ph.D., N9NB, has been elected to the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, IEEE, Vehicular Technology Society's VTS Hall of Fame.